Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 58 for Monday, September the 12th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market finished lower on Monday due to losses in the U.S. soy complex. The losses were sparked by a bearish report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Canola was anywhere from $6 to $9 lower, with the November contract finishing at $458.90 a ton. That's down $6.80. The USDA hiked its forecast for both soybean production and ending stocks in 2016 and 17 for the U.S., and that in turn pushed down canola. European rapeseed futures were also lower, and harvest pressure was weighing on canola. However, the Canadian dollar was weaker relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola a little more attractive on the international market. Continued wet weather across Western Canada has put a weather premium in the market. Canola is still relatively cheap compared to other oil seeds, and demand is steady. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 10 to 12 cents lower. The November contract was at $9.67 a bushel. The market tumbled after the USDA released its monthly estimates for the crop. The agency predicted that soybean production in the U.S. would hit 4.2 billion bushels. That's up 141 million bushels from the previous estimate. Ending stocks were also raised by 35 million bushels over the previous estimate. Soybeans had actually been higher over the past six consecutive sessions until today. Corn was 1 to 2 cents lower, with the December contract checking in at $3.39 a bushel. The market also dipped after the USDA pegged this year's corn harvest at just over 15 billion bushels. Many analysts had thought it would be under 15 billion heading into the report, and were surprised when the agency put it over that mark. Export numbers on the week were higher than expected, which helped to limit the losses. And wheat rose 4 to 5 cents, with the most active December contract checking in at $4.08 a bushel. The USDA report for wheat really didn't surprise anyone. The agency pegged U.S. supplies for next year at 1.1 billion bushels, which was what most people had expected. The market did show some weakness, though, momentarily dropping to major support at $4. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, September the 12th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.